Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
On. It's our Inside the Tiger Den segment and is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. And on our phone lines, we have on with us from Louisiana Radio Network, Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great, Jeff. Jeff, I was telling her, man, it seems like forever when you lose a game and then you get a bye week and then it's 2 weeks in between, because, you know, as a player and a coach, you want to go out there, kind of redeem yourself. And this is what, I guess, makes football sort of different, that, you know, it's either 7 days, 6 days, whatever, or 14 days if you're in the bye week. But, man, it seems like forever, you know, like almost last year when LSU played Ole Miss.
Yeah, there's been a lot more cranky people around Baton Rouge here the last couple of weeks.
What? And I hear a lot of it too.
Yeah, this you know, just the front, and it's just the way they lost too. I just don't think a lot of people thought that offensively this team would be struggling as much as it struggled through five games this season. I mean, if you and when you think about it though, guys. Before the season, you probably would have thought going into that bye week, LSU would be 4-1. But the loss might have occurred against Clemson, or the defense is still struggling, or whatever it may be. But here, it's because offensively, once again, you're struggling to run the football, and then Garrett Nussmeier just doesn't look like Garrett Nussmeier from a season ago. So I think that has people a little baffled, a little frustrated, and they're ready to see the real nut bucks out there and them winging it around and getting back to, you know, scoring a lot of points. And let's face it also, I think as a fan base, considering you were coming off 2 years of Jaden Daniels and then Garrett Nussmeier's 4,000-yard passing season, I mean, you've been watching some terrific offenses here at LSU, and this season it's been average if that. So we'll see if maybe it looks a little different tonight, a little bit better, and hopefully it's the start of a good run here for LSU.
Jeff, I'm not even going to talk about the running game because you don't get that better in 2 weeks. You got what you got.
Wait a minute. Maybe not.
What? Herb, if you got dough, put it out there. I'm willing to take it away from you on this. But they got to get Tre'Davious Green and Chris Hilton more involved offensively. Jeff, okay, when Florida season started, those were the two guys that, you know, everybody sort of pointed toward. Aaron Anderson won't play tonight, so now Kyle Parker gets put into a situation where, you know, he sort of admitted, hey, I'm a diva. Well, yeah, you play wide receiver. What you think? Most of those guys are like that when they play that receiver position. But they've got to find a way to get Tre'Davious and Hilton much more involved in this offense.
Well, Trades, you can understand. You had the injury, and probably even in the Ole Miss game wasn't necessarily 100%, but should be ready to go. But Chris Hilton has been – it's been a mystery, guys. We've been just – really, the last 3 years, you've been waiting for this guy to see his game take off. Obviously, a couple of years ago, you know, when you had Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas and Kyron Lacy, it was hard for him to – really be involved in the offense because those guys and Mason Taylor, those guys were getting all the grabs. And then last year he gets hurt. This is the first half of the season. This year he's healthy and he's just been an absolute, he just hasn't been part of the offense at all. And you know, Brian Kelly talked about it quite a bit, in particular on Thursday, about trying to push the ball deep. If Nussmeier's healthy and is able to really unleash it, that's where Chris Hilton becomes a big part of this football game. And maybe you try to, you know, do something where you get him. Yeah. Maybe there you're trying to get something where you get him involved with a short pass or something. You know how it is with these wide receivers. You know, just get him the ball early, get him involved in the game early, and then maybe he'll be able to stay with it and have one of those games where he does have four or five catches for 80, 90 yards and a touchdown. That's kind of what you're hoping to get out of him. And, you know, Barrion Brown's been okay, but it hasn't been. I think that was the other guy that I think you thought was going to be more explosive this season, and you just really haven't seen it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, Jeff, you know, it's strange. With everything that you're saying, we're saying that the receiver should be doing this, this receiver should be doing that, this receiver should be doing this. A lot of the blame definitely – I say blame, but a lot of the emphasis can be put on the quarterback as well. And we've seen where Nuss have been trying to throw the ball deep to, you know, Chris Hilton or anybody really, and the ball is just kind of floating and fluttering around. It's not really – That Nussmeier from last year's touch, and then also strength on the ball, which last week or 2 weeks ago, what I saw from Nuss was that he had no rip on the football. There was nothing coming behind that football.
I'm going to tell you, two plays into the game, you know who texted and told me that?
Who that?
You.
That's right. I know. Exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, something's not right here. And I don't know if it's the injury. I don't know if it's the non-confidence level and just throwing the football or whatever it looks like. But something's got to change. I will say this. Ultimately, we're looking at something that we're at a point where I think this game right here makes or break the season. And so what do you think LSU can do against South Carolina today that's different than what they did 2 weeks ago against Ole Miss on offense?
Well, I do think it will help that you have Caden Durham back, and I think it still comes back to trying to establish some sort of a run game to open up the passing game. I mean, a lot of talk here about having to try to throw or try to move the ball through the air when you have eight defenders covering
the five wide receivers that are going out. And so that's causing a lot of problems. Can you get the Kaden Durham performance that you got last year in Columbia, South Carolina, where he came out of nowhere and basically saved that game for you after you got down 17-0? Can you have that kind of a performance out of him here tonight? That would be the key. And then I just think that opens it up for the passing game. And if Nussmeier, that week off, did that really do him good? And we'll probably know. I think just like 2 weeks ago, a couple snaps into this, a couple throws, and we'll know whether really Nuss is back, because it was pretty apparent early on. There's some throws that he's able to step into. There's other times not. I think schematically, I think, I said it in my last column. I mean, there's a lot of things. Brian Kelly has thrown out a lot of different things of what they want to do. Get the run game going. Get the deep pass game going. Get this guy involved. Get this guy involved. I think they have a lot of ideas, and all those ideas are right. In the end, it's got to come down to player execution, and that execution starts on the offensive line. And then hopefully, if you give Nussmeier some time to throw, I mean, that was one of the key successes to last year's team, was the fact that Nussmeier had a lot of time to throw in most games. When he got pressured, a.k.a. the Texas A&M game, the Florida game, that's when this LSU offense didn't perform well. You give this guy time to throw with these wide receivers, you should be able to put up some points and move the ball down the field.
Jeff, last question for you. Saw what Ole Miss did. They got Harold Perkins off the line of scrimmage, and they were having him drop in coverage. Okay, now this is a copycat world. It wasn't Firestone that invented the wheel. I mean, it was long before then.
It was Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, and even before Fred. It was before that. That I think other teams will try to copy that, to get Harold off that line of scrimmage where he's not playing sick'em ball.
Mm-hmm.
They've got him now trying to cover somebody. And, man, that tight end for Ole Miss, that guy can play.
Yeah,
he can flat it. Man, he's a big dude. I could throw him the football, I think, because, man, he was that wide open on virtually every play.
Mm-hmm.
He was open. I think that's something to watch tonight, because – everybody has seen that tape and what Kiffin did offensively to maneuver Harrell out of his natural position. And I'm wondering, I don't know that South Carolina can do it. They don't quite have the personnel, wide receiver, tight ends to do it. But then again, with Sellers, he might just take off running, because we haven't seen a lot of that this year
right. From
him other than the last game. But I'm interested in how they try to move Perkins around on the football chessboard.
Perkins didn't have the impact that you were needing out of him in the Ole Miss game. I'm really interested to see what they do with Sellers. Do they really, because this is, to me, when I look at South Carolina, this is about a, especially considering what they got coming up and the teams that they have to play, the Oklahoma, A&M, Alabama, all these teams that are coming up on their schedule. I think they probably look at this game as the one that they feel like they have a good chance to get and to try. And so I think they're going to really unleash Lenore Sellers and try to see if they can't get him, just much like what we were talking about with Chris Hilton. Get him involved early in the game. Get Lenore Sellers feeling good. See if he can make some plays with his legs, and then open up the deep passing game as well with him. So I'm curious to see if they're able to do something like that. And the same thing for the Gamecocks, too, with trying to get their running game going. They have not been able to do it. They bring in this transfer from Utah State, and he was really good last season, but they've had multiple injuries on the offensive line, and it hasn't. They're more banged up than LSU on the offensive line. So I find this game an intriguing game, because both teams there were high expectations going in. You have the top two quarterbacks on the preseason All-SEC team. Both teams have kind of struggled through this first third of the season, especially offensively. And who's going to find it here tonight? Who's going to make the big plays to really get their season going in the right direction? And thankfully, LSU's at home and it's at night, and they got the better defense. So that should be enough for LSU to get the victory tonight.
One thing with it, I didn't think I'd say this, but South Carolina's rushing attack is worse than LSU's.
Yes.
I mean, that's hard to believe, but
that's true.
I mean, you know, they're the bottom dwellers, you know, in the SEC as far as running the football. So they got to do something with Sellers. But for Sellers, he going to have to beat me throwing it. I'm not letting him run it.
No.
I'll sugar rush him, stay in the lanes. I ain't letting him run around.
Well, we know what he can do running the football based upon last year against us, because the only reason why they were in that game and were going to win that game
him and Rocket running. Sanders.
That's right.
They really missed that. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Really appreciate it.
Yes, Jeff. Thank you.
No problem, guys. The first team is 60 yards rushing probably wins.
That's right.
Damn. Well, we'll be talking about this in the fourth quarter then, Jeff. Unless they hit a big play. I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if any of them are going to hit that 60-yard rushing mark.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it, man. That is our Inside the Tiger Den segment. It is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets.
Yep.
Celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.